This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hey guys, ECRG here, back with another episode. As you can see by the title of today's episode, we're talking about the best airlines ranked in 2023. So this is very applicable to all of my road warriors out there, all of my CRAs, all of my people that travel a lot, project managers sometimes do, and other people as well. Before we get into this, I want to tell you guys about the resume review program. We are continuing to do resume reviews, interview preparation, and career consultation. So if you're looking to get into the clinical research industry, or you're looking to take your career to the next level within the industry, we have something that you might be interested in. Email me, eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com, if you're interested in that. So of course, this episode could be applicable to people that are not in clinical research, but just because my CRAs and people like myself travel a lot for work, I just wanted to review this most recent airline ranking. So you guys can check out the full article on its website, Forbes, we're looking at. And so they did a score. You guys can read how they did it, but they based a number of factors. So on-time ability, legroom, prices, different things like that. So we'll kind of go over it. So these are the rankings of the best airlines in the U.S. Number one, we've got Delta. Number two, we've got Spirit. Number three, SkyWest. Number four, United. Five, Alaska Airlines. Six, Hawaiian Airlines. Seven, JetBlue. Eight, Envoy Air. Nine, American Airlines. 10, Frontier. And 11, Southwest. So some surprises, I guess. I'm not surprised Delta's number one. That is my preferred airline as well. I love Delta. I love the app. I think that adds a lot to the experience. So the two I fly the most is going to be Delta and American Airlines. American Airlines is always usually cheaper for me than Delta. But my experience at Delta is way, way, way better. If I can avoid flying American, I will. But occasionally there's direct flights, so I can't beat that. But even then, I do take layovers on Delta if it's a short layover over direct flights a lot of the times. Maybe that's stupid or whatever, but I definitely am strong with brand loyalty. I like racking up points, and so I feel like if I fly other airlines, I'm kind of wasting those points because I'm never going to have enough for like an actual flight, if you know what I'm saying. So anyway, Delta is number one for me as well. Other airlines I fly occasionally, Southwest I do like, so I'm kind of shocked they're down here at number 11. Just because I know they have like a cult fan base of people that love them. And of course, maybe they're not taking that into account with this, with these rankings. But, you know, they do have the direct flights to some locales. And every time I've been on Southwest, I have enjoyed it. Great staff. You know, I think they excel in other areas. But as far as business travel goes, you know, it's not my preferred airline because they don't have first class or business class. I think they have minimal priority boarding as well. And I don't think the points, you know, the point programs are that great. So of the two, Delta and American for me. And I've heard good things about JetBlue, but I don't think they're everywhere. I've flown Frontier before as well, but I think those are low-cost airlines. I've never flown it for business, and I definitely probably wouldn't. So I was a little shocked that Spirit is so high and that Southwest is so low. So let me know in the comments what you guys think about that. Why do you think Spirit is so high and Southwest is so low? I think that's definitely interesting. So let's go to some of the other things they have in this article. Most reliable. They have Delta number one, United number two, SkyWest number three, Hawaiian Airlines number four, Spirit number five, Alaska number six, JetBlue seven, American number eight, Envoy Air number nine, Southwest 10, 11 Frontier. So again, Delta number one in the reliability. Now, I've had a number of delays with Delta. Now, I think that's obviously looking at the overall picture. Who's the most reliable? So I guess Delta is number one again. So that's good. Most comfortable airlines in the U.S. The most comfortable, the regional carrier SkyWest and Envoy are not represented in this chart because they serve other major airlines, which may dictate what amenities are provided. So they got JetBlue number one. I think that's because every passenger, even economy passengers, get 30 inches of space. I was reading in this article. Maybe they have more on that. Let's see. More on the reliability, because I was reading that part. They said, so Spirit coming in second, the small number of mishandled baggage reports and high safety ranking that contributed to the airline being second overall for Spirit. So we said it's affordable as well, but the small number of mishandled baggage reports and high safety. Then they had Southwest, which had a headline-making holiday meltdown that contributed to the poor results. So they had the second largest share of canceled flights with Southwest. That's why it was so low. It also ranked low in terms of safety, since it registered one fatal injury in aviation over the past 5 years and more than 50 injuries sustained by passengers and aircraft personnel that required medical care over 5 years. Alaska Airlines dipped to number five because Alaska had the largest share of canceled flights and the second most mishandled baggage reports, which are two reasons why it ranks so low. So Delta's had a really good year. So it said Delta is the most reliable airline because it didn't have any denied boardings over the past year. It also had the second lowest share of delayed flights at 11.5%. And then Frontier had the most denied boardings and the second largest share of delayed flights. So sometimes they push back on me for booking Delta for whatever reason. So I'm just going to cite these studies that's found that Delta is the most reliable airline because it didn't have any denied boardings and also the second lowest share of delayed flights. So they had JetBlue, which was named the most comfortable. And it says because all because its flights provide at least 30 inches of legroom in economy class or coach. Entertainment options, free Wi-Fi, free food and drinks as well. So tons of different options. Of course, depending on where you are living in the country, you know, these different airlines may be better or worse for you. Obviously, we don't travel with pets for business, so it doesn't really matter there. Let me see, most reliable, comfortable. JetBlue ranked number one for comfortability, Delta number two, which is crazy. I guess I'm surprised that Delta ranks so high in multiple categories, in a lot of categories, because I thought they would have been low in some, high in others, and then the overall would have balanced out, but they ranked high in like pretty much all the categories. But JetBlue, definitely good for that. So if you like your legroom, it sounds like JetBlue is really good. Then the safest. So this is where Delta went down to number nine. So I'm curious why, what makes different ones safer? I guess it has to do with incidents on board. But Envoy Air was number one. Spirit Airlines was number two. Frontier number three. JetBlue number four, Alaska number five, SkyWest six, Hawaiian seven, American Airlines eight, Delta nine, United Airlines 10, and Southwest 11. So safety. Then the most affordable was Spirit, Frontier, then SkyWest, then JetBlue. So I'm not surprised about Spirit and Frontier. We know those are the affordability airlines. But where I was surprised was they have Delta above American as most affordable, which is very strange for me because every single time I book flights and I fly pretty much every week, Delta is more expensive than American. I have very rarely, if ever, seen similar itinerary American flight more expensive than Delta. I don't think I've ever seen that. And if I have, it's been less than 2% of the time. So I'm really surprised that it is. So yeah, I thought this study was very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. So I wonder if this is going to affect how you guys travel over the course of the year. I wonder if this is going to affect which airlines you guys pick over the course of the year to fly with. You know, no matter what it said, pretty much, I was still going to fly the same way. But now if you want to choose Delta or choose a different airline, you may have some leg to stand on when it comes to your employer. So I would definitely use these rankings and study as a benefit to you to be able to come to your employer and say, hey, look, Delta is the most reliable. I'd love to fly with Delta. You know, or they're the safest or something like that. So definitely curious to see what you guys think. I'm not surprised that Delta was number one. People, ask your friends who fly Delta. I think they have a really sticky fan base as well, kind of like Southwest. Not as sticky because Southwest has like a cult following, but I think the people that fly Delta love Delta and don't want to go to anything else, especially American. Because I know people that fly Delta love Delta. They absolutely love Delta. And the only other company I know that has a fan base like that is Southwest. The people that fly Southwest love Southwest. They love Southwest. So I don't think they can be convinced to go to Delta, which is interesting. So I thought this was a cool little article. Wanted to share it with you guys. Just because it's so integral to the life of a CRA is travel. That is what we do. And of course, spending time on flights, you want to pick the best flights that you can. Simply with the least amount of layovers and the least amount of flying time. And hopefully for a reasonable cost. But this is just so applicable to what we do. Booking flights constantly. Things like that. So I wanted to share it with you guys. And who do you guys fly with? Hopefully you let me know in the comments. Will this sway or will this not sway who you will pick in the future? Airline-wise. And yeah, guys, if you have any questions or concerns, email me eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com. If you need your resume reviewed, email me there as well. And take care, guys.